who might have had reason to want him gone? Kelly posed the question and Sam shrugged. I'm still trying to figure that out, but it could easily be one of those two. She turned and pulled Victor's small leather-bound notebook from her bag. I've been wanting to show you this, Kel. A lot of it is written in Spanish, which isn't my strong suit. Can you translate? Kelly opened the book to the pages Sam indicated, the latter entries in the book. Family secrets, I comprehend that one, Kelly mused. They can be powerful motivators. Sam nodded. You're right. And maybe that's where we need to focus our attention next. If I can keep this overnight, I'll try reading it this evening after Anna goes to bed, or I'll get out my translator app, she said with a wink. Sam stood up. Kelly, you know, I was seriously considering stepping back from this whole investigation. But now, she shook her head, her eyes bright, now I feel like I can tackle it head on. That's the Samantha Sweet I know, Kelly said with a grin. Sam nodded, watching as Kelly locked the box and book away in the cupboard. A team, Sam agreed. And speaking of teams, I should probably check in with Beau. I haven't talked to him all day. Maybe he's made progress with his workload. Workload or not, solved mystery or not, you're both coming for Easter dinner, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Anna has already described exactly what she wants the dessert to be. Hint, it's coming from the bakery. Kelly led the way downstairs, unable to stop laughing. In the kitchen, Sam deposited their teacups in the sink and called out a goodbye to Anna and Scott. Now, if she could only put the clues together to figure out this confounding case.